In Beijing, nerves already were strung tight with concerns over SARS, and that tension tipped toward panic today when rumors swept the city that Chinese officials planned to impose martial law on the capital. That would have prevented travel into or out of Beijing, and bus and train stations were thronged. Authorities said there was no truth to the rumors, but they did order public schools closed for 2 weeks to stem the spread of SARS. Reporter Anthony Kuhn is in Beijing, and he joins us now. Sounds like it was quite a scene today. It fueled a lot of panic and confusion.
Well, yes, Michelle. A lot of the panic actually started yesterday. This rumor was very widespread, but it shows, I think, the state of mind of Beijing residents. And the streets of Beijing today really looked a lot like they do during Chinese New Year, in other words, empty. And bus stations and train stations were full of people heading back home. And there were fears that even despite the government's denial of the rumor, that folks were going to get stranded in the city.
What kind of precautions are people taking against the disease?
Well, there are posters up all over town telling people what to do. And they're very sort of common sense things that you would do to avoid getting the flu. And that includes keeping rooms well ventilated, washing your hands a lot, avoiding crowds, wearing face masks with a good lot of layers on them. And one thing that a lot of Chinese do is burn herbal incenses and drink herbal cold remedies.
The government has issued an order closing the schools in Beijing. How many will this affect?
Well, state statistics put the number of primary and secondary school students affected at 1.7 million. And these students have just been told to take their homework and go home. And of course, as primary school students are, there a lot of them are delighted about it. Until this notice came out, not that many high schools and grade schools in Beijing had discovered cases of the SARS virus. Those that did canceled classes immediately, and those that didn't took extraordinary precautions, like having students take their own temperatures every day and having parents sign a record saying that they didn't have a fever. And schools were instructed to report to police authorities, to health authorities, and education authorities every day on the situation in their schools.
Anthony, there are reports on the wires of armies of disinfection squads spraying down airports and planes. Are you seeing that kind of thing there in the city as well?
Absolutely. Buses, planes, trains are all being disinfected. Taxi drivers have been instructed to disinfect their cabs every day. What exactly this means depends upon the mode of transportation, I think. In some cases, it's just squirting and spraying some disinfectant around, and sometimes it's just manual sort of wiping down of things. But there haven't been many requirements on the Chinese transportation industry before this about disinfecting, and also on public places, foodstuffs and food markets. But since the government's decision to crack down on these on public health dangers, a lot of industries, from health to tourism, travel, transportation, have all unfurled these emergency measures aimed at stopping the spread of the virus.
How do you think this latest travel advisory will affect the mood there?
I think that impact is mainly on China's connection with the outside world and on the expatriate community. For example, there are about 50,000 foreigners now living in Beijing. There has not been an exodus of the foreign population here. However, there's been a significant drop in the number of business conferences scheduled here, visiting heads of state. There were reports that George Bush Sr. Was coming to Shanghai for a visit. That's been canceled. Rock and roll fans were waiting for the Rolling Stones to put on their first performances in China, in Beijing and Shanghai, and those have been nixed. But really, the Chinese population is more focused on news from their own government as to how to react.
Thank you, Anthony.
My pleasure, Michelle. Take care.
Anthony Kuhn is a Beijing correspondent for the Los Angeles Times.